Welcome back to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. During these final weeks of the Advent season, please make plans to worship with First Hurst at one of our five Christmas Eve candlelight services. The Norwood campus at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 11 p.m. First Hurst Espanol also at 4 p.m., or the Trails campus at 5 p.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Christmas.
Thursday, December 19th, He Comforts Us by Kimberly Wirt. John 14:16-17. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. Wow, it is 6 days until Christmas. I see everyone hustling and bustling around, trying to get last-minute preparations ready. I know what we call Christmas chaos was not the same during the time that Mary was preparing to give birth to Jesus. However, amid Mary and Joseph trying to be ready for the arrival of Jesus, there were challenges, disappointments, roadblocks, and perhaps some fear. Nevertheless, once Jesus was born, what comfort Mary and Joseph had to hold their son, the Savior of the world, in their arms. Even though Jesus came to earth as a baby, He grew up, He did miracles, He was crucified, and He rose from the dead, He said He would send a Comforter, the Holy Spirit, for those who believe in Him. I am so glad He did, and that He is my Comforter. Now, when you hear the word Comforter, you may think of something on a bed. Or you may even depict Linus in the Peanuts cartoon, who carries a blanket around as his comforter. Linus was made fun of for always carrying his blanket everywhere. However, in the Peanuts Christmas story, Charlie Brown asks if anyone knows the meaning of Christmas, and Linus speaks up and quotes Luke 2:8-14, which is the story of Christ's birth. Nevertheless, right when Linus says, "Fear not," he drops his blanket. His blanket was the one thing that he would cling on for comfort. It is at this point that Linus symbolizes that Jesus has provided our Comforter, and he should no longer fear, but depend on the one true Comforter. Do you have comfort in Jesus Christ? I honestly could say that my family and I cling to the Holy Spirit as much as we can, and we doubly hang on during the holidays. You may ask why. Well, on December 7th, 2014, my mother passed away from pneumonia. And on December 12th, 2015, 1 year later, my son-in-law, who had just turned 33, he died of colon cancer. So Christmas time can be hard, but we choose to not let it be a sad time. Yes, it was hard when my mom died. She was the rock of our family. For me, though, it even seemed harder when Colby died, because I saw our daughter mourn and our preschool-age grandchildren asking Santa to bring their daddy home for Christmas. Those times were a challenge and were not easy. Yet, because of our faith in our Heavenly Father, we were able to stay strong, positive, and glorify the Lord during a difficult time in our lives. I want to emphasize that God did not leave us and we did not turn our backs on Him. Do you know what helped us? There were family, friends, and even strangers who encouraged us, prayed for us, and supported us. We are so thankful to be part of a Christian community of believers who genuinely care. Can I tell you a cool thing that did happen before Colby had to go to a hospice place? The hospice place made arrangements with the ambulance company, who had a worker who was a part-time Santa helper, to bring Colby to his grandma's house with Santa in the ambulance. For you believers or non-believers, no pun intended. It was such a blessing for Eli and Catherine to get to see their daddy out of the hospital. The people who had volunteered to help make this happen did not personally know us, but they loved the Lord and blessed us because of His love. Do you love the Lord? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? See, Jesus is the best gift that you can receive. And if you know Jesus, share Him with others. Give them the best gift that they can receive. I hope and pray that you and your family have a very Merry Christmas. God bless.
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.